Well, hello there. Thank you for coming back after being away for a few days. Thanks for listening to the trade paperbacks.
Trade paperbacks.
Today we're talking about...
All that is loosening up, apparently.
Today we're talking about Marvel Comics, Mark Spector, Moon Knight, which is in a TV show now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's, you know, I'm trying to stay away from talking about the MCU.
The Marvel Universe.
Trying to stay away. I did watch it.
But that's not staying away.
Well,
that's partakage.
I liked it more than anything else that came out on Disney Plus when it comes to, you know, this whole thing. All right. So if you don't know, Moon Knight is...
I did not know.
You don't know
it? I'm not even sure I had heard of this character. So,
oh, okay. Does he ever, okay, to be completely open with my listeners, I haven't read this in
many moons,
20 years.
Okay. Wow.
15, 20 years. But I own it. And the reason I bought it is because of the cover.
Oh, okay. Because of Gambit. Because
I'm a huge Gambit guy.
Okay.
He's my go-to X-Man.
Okay. I like the cover as well, but for a different reason. But
yeah. I did not score it well, but I like it. You know, it is what it is. But this is Mark Spector, Moon Knight. He is the son of a rabbi, which I don't know if that comes up.
I think it comes up in here. I think there's like some reference, not the son of a rabbi, but I think there's just like some reference to his Jewishness or something.
Okay. He was a Force Recon Marine.
Mm-hmm.
He worked with the CIA. He was a mercenary at one point. And
he was the Merc Knight.
Yes. But I think he's in Moon Knight form the entire time, correct?
I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell.
Well, I mean, is he in the white outfit the whole time?
Maybe.
Okay, I'm pretty sure.
Because there's a character that I'm like, I don't know, that could be the Moon Knight, but like, based upon the dialogue, I couldn't really tell what was going on. So,
okay. Well, anyway, the way he got his powers, he was basically left for dead.
Okay.
And then this Egyptian moon god saves him.
Oh, okay.
But the TV show does things a little differently. But I kind of liked it.
Oh.
Yeah, I did kind of like that. All right. Ratings.
Ratings. Okay, so despite what I just said, dialogue wasn't actually too bad. It's just I wasn't intrigued enough to really follow along with exactly what was going on. Dialogue, I gave it a 6, though. Dialogue was pretty good. But I don't know. You're over there like looking very skeptical, so maybe I was too generous. But I just read it, so...
Yeah. I mean, I read it forever ago. Fanning through it, I mean, it hits that note of people talking while fighting that we...
Yeah, there is a lot of that.
Across. I mean, I guess...
It isn't very temperamental because I really should have given a lower score on that basis alone.
Yeah, it's become a pet peeve for some reason.
Yeah.
It wasn't a pet peeve when I originally, you know, read it, I don't think. But I gave it a 3.
Okay. No, that's totally fair.
I like the inner dialogue stuff.
Inner dialogue is much better.
You know, the narration kind of by Moon Knight, or at least by Mark Spector. And I mean, it is what it is. It starts out with basically, I guess you'd say Gambit and werewolf fighting.
Yeah.
And he breaks it up.
Yeah, Moon Knight's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
It's the thucks, both of them on the head.
How dare you?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about those. Yeah.
All the moon.
No. These ads, which we'll talk about.
Yeah, we'll talk about the ads later.
Yeah, right now, we're talking about rating.
Rating. I enjoyed the ads more than the comic.
I definitely enjoyed the ads more than the comic.
Yeah. All right. Cover design and artwork, I gave it a 3.
I gave it a 7.
Oh, my gosh. You were like loving this thing.
You know, don't expect that to continue. And the reason is because, like, there's a certain amount of inventiveness with a lot of the art that's in here.
Hmm.
Some of the presentation, you get a couple of, like, full-page pieces of artwork. And it, like, overall, the drawing is pretty decent. Although, I don't know, it's very strange to have just like these murky green knights as opposed to like truly dark knights. But I don't, so one of the things I really liked, though, is that on the cover, they started doing the thing where like you have nested imagery, like an image that's nested within itself again and again and again and again and again. They didn't take it very far. They took it one step. They could have taken it farther.
I don't even think it counts when it's one step.
Yeah, I know, but it's just like, I don't know. So that was part of why I was like, yeah, it's decent artwork, I guess.
All right. Well, I gave it a 3 because to me, it's like one of the worst Gambits.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is Gambit normally better than this? I don't know.
I'm talking about the way he's drawn. Yeah. Werewolf is a little much. Even Moon Knight himself is like draped in so much shadow throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I get it. You know.
Yeah.
But this whole thing takes place in the greenest night ever.
It is a very green night.
And then there's points where it's like, what is it? What am I looking at?
Yeah.
But there's a lot of times in this where I don't know what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
You know, I'm lost.
Yeah.
And the amount of green is beyond necessary.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like,
it's a very, very green comic. Yeah. It's kind of like, it's kind of like, you know, smeared green. But part of my,
have you seen Fifth Element?
Yeah.
Super green.
Yeah.
We're green. We're green.
But like, they have a character in here who is Neo Cubist. I think his name is Cubist or something like that. And I was like, that is a very strange choice, but like, I'm kind of okay with it. I don't know. Maybe I read this. I don't remember. It was a day or two ago. Maybe I read this comic like right after I finished eating a meal, and I was just like, I'm fine with it. Whatever. So I don't know.
And this guy with his shirtless vest thing going on. And there's just so many things. I'm just like,
yeah.
I don't know. But I guess that's more character development and stuff in the story.
So now plot and story. Here's where we start to go downhill. I gave it a 4 because I couldn't tell what was going on. Like, so we get into this thing, like, there's a lot of comics that do this, where I can't kill any of these characters off, I can't maim them, I can't cripple them, so I'll have these characters, like, have a beef, and they're fighting, but for some reason, that goes away, and now they're joined together to go fight this other thing, but they'll never kill any of these people either, and they'll never actually, like, genuinely get rid of them, and so, like, there's, at least DC did this thing, where you stick people in Arkham Asylum, right? You actually put people away. Marvel does this thing a lot. This is Marvel, right?
Yeah.
Marvel does this thing a lot where it's like, for some reason, now we're not fighting. Now we're joined together. And now we're fighting this other thing. But we're not going to defeat the guy. We're just going to flail at each other and have way more dialogue than we should have and not really make any progress, not go anywhere. And then we're going to create new factions. And like, then I'm going to be agreeing with this guy in the next issue and fighting the guy I was fighting at the beginning of this issue. But then I teamed up with him. It's just, I just don't care. It's so backwards and like back and forth and nothing happens. It's posing and fake drama. So I'm being generous with a 4 here. That's how I feel about it. I don't know what you gave it. So,
you know, I'm just going to go ahead and give my score for both.
Okay.
I gave a 6.
Plot and character.
Yeah, I gave a 6 for both.
Okay.
And honestly, it's kind of like,
It's variety. That's the best change thing up. Change you want to ally with.
Yeah, it's variety hour. You know, we literally had
Marvel presents the Carol Burnett Moon Knight show.
Yeah, basically. I mean, this is just completely random characters from
just like doing random things.
Where?
Yeah, they just show up and
why?
Like, okay,
why everybody doesn't like everybody? I don't know, but they're here. We got this tentacle thing. We got this cube thing. We got. What?
Yeah, there's a bunch.
There's a bat, right?
Yeah, there's a bat, something or other. Then there's the guy who, like, you take a swing at him and his body automatically creates a hole where you're going to hit it.
Yeah.
It's just like, what is this?
Yeah, I mean,
it's like Silly Putty Man or whatever.
Yeah, very, very cool. It was, I mean, we're everywhere and nowhere.
Yeah, and nowhere, everywhere and nowhere is a good way to put it.
Yeah, the whole
thing. That's very off-putting to me because, like, I actually want a gripping story. You know, that's what I was talking about when we did that Green Lantern episode a while back was like that, you know, I was kind of bored the whole way through until you get to this thing where he's going back to Earth. He's got this very limited time frame. He got this real serious political intrigue thing going on and this they're killing people. And it's like, I was like, man, this is gripping. I kind of want to find out what happens. In this, I'm like, I don't care. I don't care. You shake hands temporarily, then you start smashing each other's face later on. I just don't care. None of this matters. None of this matters. It's posing and fake drama. So that's how I felt.
Maybe
I gave character development a 3, incidentally, because okay. because I'm just like, none of this matters. It like you're just subtracting from quality here, and you're boring me. Is how I feel about it. So,
well, I appreciate the variety. Like I said,
yep.
You know, yep. I don't know what was going on, but
you want the random mix up.
At least something was going on. You know, it's not like Ryan the Future Force where, you know, we have coffee talk at the end.
Yeah, coffee talk at the end. Yeah,
we got people like, that like.
It's like we're in this world war, but then we also need to sit down and have like, coffee.
The guy who can like duplicate or like a like phase,
yeah,
ass kind of. I don't know.
Yeah,
they all had some good names too.
Yeah,
but yeah. Then everybody says their name. Like if I'm punching you, I'm gonna be like, "Hey, JT." It's like, why do you do this? Why do you? But that's why I did so. That's why I did so low with like dialogue.
Yeah,
and also with dialogue, I was like. You know, we know that Gambit is, you know,
Cajun.
He has a Cajun accent,
yeah,
right? But sometimes when it's written, it's like
it's pretty weird. Yeah,
come on,
yeah,
are you joking?
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah, they are. No, they're not joking. So,
would you recommend?
I gave it a 3.
I gave it a 4.
Okay, so we're pretty close on recommendations.
Just because, you know, if you want to just have a ride. That has, like, they literally walk away with not a bruise or a cut.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know if that's from the era, you know, where they just made everybody look the same at the beginning, the first page, last page.
Yeah.
But that's what this is, you know? It's just a whoop.
Mm.
We're right, kind of right back to where we were.
Right, yeah, yeah.
I don't know what happened. Nobody
no progress.
Was affected.
Yeah, no, nobody was affected. No progress, no change.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's like, well, what did I even buy here? When is this?
Yeah.
That's why I gave it a 3. Overall, I'm at a 4.5.
And you know what? I was at, you were at a, what was your total before you doubled it?
It was 23.
Yeah, and I was at 22. So I was
Hard in line almost.
Yeah.
But like, we kind of reversed what we were scoring on. But the other thing, like, as we were flipping through the comic and I was seeing it, I was noticing like all of the great ads from this era. When was this comic made?
That's a great question. Let's,
it's like not glossy pages.
No, it was kind of in that weird middle.
Yeah.
Between, which would also be known as the 90s. So,
okay, you know, it definitely, all the ads are very 90s.
1993.
Okay.
So let's go over the ads. The first one, which is the highest cost.
Oh, the one just the inside page.
The back.
Yeah.
Is, of course, for Meteor Man.
Meteor Man.
Which is such a great movie. In so many ways. Eddie Griffin's best work.
Oh, okay.
I remember. Sinbad, it's guys. Oh, Bill Cosby.
I saw the causes in there, yeah.
Luther Vandross
had a
small part. But yeah, Meteor Man was a great film, and it came out summer 1993, so we're right in there.
Those are good years, man.
Why don't they bring that back? Why don't they reboot that? They reboot everything else.
Oh, no, because like there was also like a lot of comedy in that, right? It was like...
Yeah, it's funny.
Okay. That's why.
Oh, that's why.
You can't...
We can't laugh at it. But they throw so many jokes in these Marvel movies, you know?
They do. But it's all like very bubblegum humor.
Bubblegum humor. The next ad is for Upper Deck.
Upper Deck trading cards. And it's like one of the most 90s ads I've ever seen in one of these college.
Here's Pratt.
I actually smiled when I saw the ad. I was like, that
doesn't
like
make sense.
Yeah.
So it's got a picture of a fun pack.
Yeah, a fun pack of baseball cards, yeah.
It's got Ken Griffey Jr.'s card, Mariners.
Yep.
And it says, here's praying you get sent to your room for a week.
Yeah.
What am I going to do for a week get with grounded. Baseball cards?
You just look at them. You look at them, then you turn them over, you read the stats. Although, I don't know if Upper Deck would have had stats, but I did smile because of Ken Griffey Jr. Ken Griffey Jr., of course, you know, son of a amazing Reds baseball player. When Ken Griffey played for the Reds, he wasn't that good. But when he played for the Mariners, he was amazing.
He was great.
So, yeah, that was fun to see that. And then you turn over one more page, another baseball card ad for a completely different group. What was it? Which one?
Pinnacle. Serious cards for a serious game.
not so fun. So the pack won't be fun. It'll be serious. This will be a serious
I'm so confused.
Like, I gotta be honest, if it wasn't Topps, it's not real baseball cards. Fleer, what is this? Come on.
What is with that? Did they get this?
Yeah, so Upper Deck was always like going after like action shots of players, and all the other organizations were like, no, like you do like portraits of the players, because that's what had been going back. But Upper Deck wanted to like set themselves apart by like, let's find the
Pinnacle's action
shot. Well, it's action, but it's not action in the same way. It's like, oh, here's the guy at bat, here's the guy winding up for a pitch, that sort of thing. Whereas like Pinnacle was like, here's like the first baseman stretching the farthest. I'm sorry, Upper Deck was, here's the first baseman stretching the farthest he can stretch to catch the pitch. Here's the guy sliding into home and the catcher, you know, trying to tag him out, that sort of thing. Yeah. So it's like more like genuine action shots.
So the ad says, Pinnacle Series 1 puts you ahead in the count. Now put him away with Series 2. With limited production, Pinnacle Series 1 blew by with all the heat of a Rob Dibble fastball. Now,
Rob Dibble's
Series 2.
Yeah.
Exploding with even more value, including rare insert cards like Rookie Team Pinnacle and a special 10-card tribute to two future Hall of Fame players.
Wow.
I just...
this is such an alien world to you.
Yeah, yeah.
You never collected baseball cards?
Yeah. No, I... So baseball,
you're not a sports guy.
Though. I'm not a sports guy.
Yeah.
I liked going to baseball games.
Yeah.
Professional games, and I liked watching football games.
Okay.
But I despise the reverse.
The reverse. Yeah, yeah.
I cannot watch baseball to save my life.
On a TV. Yeah.
And I have never enjoyed attending a NFL game because it's just like, you know.
It's exhausting and deafening.
Right. And then hockey, I can do both. Yeah. I can right. do yeah. in person or television.
But hockey is such a gladiator spectator sport. I agree with you, although I will say this. I still enjoy watching baseball on TV, not as much as listening to it on the radio.
Yeah. I you know,
baseball on the radio was like amazing.
My family has always played the radio audio, muted the TV.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whenever there's a game that
yeah.
somebody in particular wants yeah. to watch.
Because the radio announcers are just plain better.
Way better.
Yes.
Just put them on. Just
yeah.
do that for us.
Right. Exactly. So another ad that involves trading cards. But what is this? I had never heard of this cereal. Like, what is going on here?
You are just...
I'm just broken is what it is.
Yeah. You confused me. You're an enigma.
It's like the slice of cultural experience on that.
Yeah. Just so everybody, I know it's an audio podcast. Just so everybody knows what we're talking about. He literally asked me what cereal this was.
Yeah.
And it's Crunch and Munch, which is.
I have never heard of this, never seen this. Very 90s box.
It is a popcorn. It is.
It's popcorn.
Yeah. Oh, it's like caramel covered or. Coffee covered.
That's probably why I was like, what cereal is this?
It's literally Cracker Jacks.
Oh, okay.
But better.
That makes more sense. That does look like Cracker Jacks. I glanced at this.
You thought it was a cereal?
I thought it was a cereal. It looks like a cereal.
Do you know how sick to my stomach I am thinking about popcorn and cereal? Like popcorn milk?
Do you know popcorn where I'm at? As cereal.
Mentally, do you know where I'm at right now?
I feel like you're about to hurl.
No. What am I? I'm not afraid of most things, but wet bread is one of the things that scares me.
Yeah.
Wet bread. And so like feeding ducks as a kid, that wasn't. Like if there was a full slice of bread floating in a lake, I would get nauseous.
Really? Wow. Okay.
I don't know why. No mess.
Is there a phobia for this? What's it called?
I don't know. We can look at it. But whatever it is, I have it. My wife has the fear of little holes.
Oh.
That's a real one.
Yeah, no, I've heard of that. Yeah. It's like colanders freak her out and stuff.
Oh, I just buy stuff with holes.
just leave it around the house.
It's like, hey, we're like Christmas.
Weird.
She's getting some with a bunch of holes. So yeah, this comes with, it's Crunch and Munch with trading cards.
Marvel
trading cards outside. And, they don't look very good. The cards, they don't look great. All right.
Then next.
Yeah, you know what's funny? The next one is for the game Flashback, which have you ever played?
No.
Okay.
No.
It's a lot like Pitfall.
Okay.
I don't even, they might be in some way connected. I don't know. Or it could just be kind of like a
competitor.
Yeah. Yeah, competitor.
Oh, they did well with that. Let's make this.
But this is for Sega Genesis. It was an excellent game.
Was it?
It had really good cutscenes for the time.
Oh.
But I did own this game on Genesis.
Wow.
Look at that.
This is like bringing back memories for you.
12 Meg. Look at that.
12 Meg.
It's 12
Meg. And it's like, but it's before megabytes had an abbreviation. It's 12 MEG.
Do you have your phone?
Yeah.
Can you look up if like Delphine software or US Gold software is still a thing? At the top it says, Otis, it really is a cartridge game. And it's true. I mean, this game really did look a little better.
Founded 1984, defunct 1996, US Gold, 27 years ago. What was the other
one? This was 93. So that means 3 years after this ad, boom.
Yeah. Done. So Flashback was just a flash in the pan, I guess.
It's too bad. Delphine.
Delphine. With an N?
No, P-H-I-N-E.
I-N-E. Okay. Software.
Mm-hmm. International.
Delphine International. French company.
Okay.
DSI. Defunct 2004.
So, a little, you know, better, a little better.
20 years ago.
There was, there's ads for, what is this? What is this for?
So this is a thing where like
entertainment this month.
Yeah, it's like all of the things
you mail in,
send away and order. Because that used to be a big thing. They used to put these inside of like novels and stuff where it's like, oh, here's a giant list. Just like scratch down which numbers you want and then enclose your check or cash in an envelope and then you'll eventually get your books.
Can you imagine just mailing checks to random?
Just like random books.
Yeah. How weird.
Yeah. I know. I know.
So this is basically a website.
Yeah, this is what websites were back in the day. You know, this is Amazon of the time. Or when we were talking about this before we started recording, I was like, this is like the Columbia Record House. You know, where it's like, oh, send away and get like 5 CDs for a penny each, and then like you don't realize that you actually just signed up to like spend an exorbitant amount of money on CDs, like for the rest of your life.
This was a good one.
Yeah.
So this was an ad for Game Gear.
Oh, okay.
Game Gear was a device that I was never able to obtain.
Yeah, but you always wanted.
Yeah, I always wanted.
I remember being impressed with it when I first saw it.
So
it was like Game Boy, but like amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing Game
Boy. Color screen and yeah.
One of my, it's probably a core memory, but I always wanted a Game Gear. And there was a point where Howard Johnson Hotels offered Game Gears if the kids stayed at a Howard Johnson.
Wow.
And
so you're like telling your parents.
It was a big
got a shout out.
Yeah. And we always went to, I don't know, South Carolina, I think typically was this instance as a kid with my grandparents. And, you know, I was just like, hey, we stand at Howard Johnson on the way there.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't know why. I mean, I drive, you know, 16 hours,
yep.
No problem usually. Yep. Well, there is problems, but it's not that big of a deal.
Problems for other people on the road.
Yeah,
problems for my family in the car who needs to like
shut up. The problem. But yeah, I kept, you know, egging him on to stand at Howard Johnson, and my grandpa gave in, I guess, at one point. It was a nice Howard Johnson. I remember you opened like the sliding doors to the pool. It was, you know, like a poolside room nowadays.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. We checked in. They did not.
No Game Gear.
They did not do that.
They're like, what are you talking about, boy?
Basic.
Yeah.
And I still have yet to this day.
Just trauma. Never gone back.
No.
Burned on the brand.
It's pretty bad. Don't have it in your commercials.
That's right.
If nobody
like false advertising.
If nobody's going to follow through.
Yeah, exactly.
Participating locations, I guess, at the end. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't know what this is.
Yeah, I can't. I couldn't tell when I saw it.
Because I have acne pads, right?
Yep.
Face cleaning pads. Hey, Zit Fighters.
Yeah.
I don't think you're allowed to call them zits anymore. StrataX pads are medicated to treat zits and help prevent new ones from forming. So this is literally just a StrataX commercial?
I think so. There's a lot going on that page, though, for that commercial. But I gotta be honest, like, there's also like just a blatant, like, oh, also X-Men, buy X-Men.
X-Men, StrataX.
So.
StrataX, because you
StrataX.
Oh my gosh, that's a horrible ad. But StrataX, because you only get one face. What?
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's pretty rough. Pretty rough.
You only get one face. All right.
These days, you get three or four, especially with TikTok.
The final ad. Yeah, you get a filter now, bro.
That's right.
I don't need StrataX.
I saw France is like looking at banning filters from phones, or like if you use a filter, there has to be like a whatever it is, like a stamp on the photo showing there's filters activated. And it's like, okay.
The last ad is for Mortal Kombat coming to leading video game system September 93. So
that's like OG Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Yeah. That's definitely OG.
Yeah. They had the whole cast.
I was a Mortal Kombat 2 guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I only played Mortal Kombat 2 a couple of times. I don't think I've
really played every Mortal Kombat.
I didn't play very much Mortal Kombat, honestly.
MK3.
Didn't have access.
Started throwing in robots. Got wild. But yeah, Mortal Kombat, that's interesting.
Brought back memories, that's for sure.
Yeah, totally. Totally. I miss those little screenshots. I don't know why Goro's on there. I don't think he should be on the end.
But Goro was the bad guy.
Yeah. I don't think he should be on the end. Prepare yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't really fit. All right. So what was the final score? 4.5.
4.5.
Right? 4.5. Not bad. Not bad considering
we've had some rough ones.
We've had some rough ones.
Yeah.
They have. So.
No.
Things have got to get better, right? We're allowed to tease the next episode. What did I give you to read next?
You brought, I think, Teen Titans.
Okay. Yeah. That'll bring a listener to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Teen Titans? What's next?
Teen Titans. Yeah, here it is.
All right. I didn't give you the best Teen Titans one, did I?
Well, I think you were thinking this guy up here.
And oh,
when you saw that, you're like, oh, it's got to be that. You might have pulled this out of there thinking this was a Green Lantern, because there's a tiny little advertisement for the Green Lantern movie on here.
All right, well, you read that, and that'll be what we talk about next. That's not going to bring in anybody.
Nope.
But did you read that?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So.